My name is Manu, and I'm trying to share with you the experience that we've had the last 2.5 years working on Sacred Groves. So one of the primary objectives of Sacred Groves is to create ecological housing for Oroville, which is affordable. These are four very important numbers, actually.
1.5 Celsius.
Yes, that's the target that the governments have agreed in Paris for global warming, you know, for this century. But 4.6 is where we are headed. What is below 1 and 10 is what is least understood, actually. And it doesn't sound like much, you know. But what people don't realize is actually the sea is only going to increase 1 degree. The land in most places would increase up to 10 degrees. So can you imagine how Oroville would feel in the summer in places like Delhi? Last year crossed 50 degrees, and now that was the hottest year Delhi faced in the last century. And for the last 15 years, it's been increasing every year, the temperature. And it's going to be 60 degrees in Delhi. This is just within our children and our children's lifetime. So from Rio in 92 to now, is rock steady on 4.5. It's gone up to 4.6. Now to look at the materials that we normally use for building. Aluminium, it's a very popular material. Every ton of aluminium releases 9.1 tons of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. Every ton of steel releases 4,000 kilos of carbon dioxide. Every ton of iron releases 1.48 tons. And every ton of cement releases 900 kilos of carbon dioxide. All the conventional materials we used to build with are creating a huge disaster globally, because globally is more than 60% of the resources are used in construction. Every line has an impact, and we don't know who it's going to hurt, which river it's going to kill, which hill is going to die, which tribal person is going to lose their livelihood, because aluminium is one huge killer of tribal lands. You can buy marshy areas for very cheap, and then you put this construction waste in it and you can develop it for and sell for very high prices. It's a huge racket. The developers have control over large tracts of marshy areas around cities. And this is the story for almost all cities in India. You have Bombay with all its hills gone. Delhi has lost most of its rich forests. So commercial construction is merciless, you know. It would eat up, devour anything in its way to make profit. If we were to switch from industrial materials to natural materials, we would make a huge impact on the planet, especially with global warming. A small house releases up to 2,900 kilos of CO2. If you look at a natural house, if you choose the right materials, it has the potential to absorb CO2 from the atmosphere to itself. Why it is so is that if you use materials like straw and wood and bamboo, these materials have already absorbed in its lifetime a large amount of CO2. By putting it in your house, what you're doing is you are fossilizing the CO2 in there. You're actually effectively using your house as a carbon bank. There is a lot of question about Sacred Groves regarding its affordability. One of the criticisms we faced is that we spend a lot of money and it's not affordable and all that. And what we have are these houses, which we are building at this rate, 12,500. Now this is the construction price, square meter. This is another structure, it's more like a modified tent structure, made with ladders and coconut planks for flooring. This is only 2,100 rupees. This is the first thing that we built, which is on wheels. It's a sugarcane trailer with a two-level structure. It's 5,600 rupees. So another criticism of Sacred Groves is that the structures are not safe to live in. So this is the Earth Institute. They did an extensive research on our site, and they found out that these buildings are structurally safe as long as the walls are not allowed to become saturated in the future monsoons. This is the IIT Madras. They found that the factor of safety of the COP system as reported at 6.33, which means that the buildings are 6 times stronger than they should be. And the opportunity to actually use new technologies, which are really promising around the world. So we need to develop standards for India for biological building. Vene is a project manager, he's a building biologist.
For me, when I started at Sacred Groves, it was, of course, I was very attracted by the fact that it's a sustainable building project, and to realize that it was much more about sustainable living. Social sustainability, the economical sustainability, and of course the fact that we want to be completely self-sufficient.
Failures and obstacles. So this is actually one of the, we fail repeatedly and we stand up. The time projections, we've failed several times to achieve the targets. Communications with the Orville community, this has been particularly poor, I would say, because we relied entirely on the blog. But now we are picking up again that there's a group of 12 families who are with us, and we are constantly engaging with the designs of the houses thing. For the planet, what can we do to create a new model of housing which could be really attributing to all the efforts globally that's happening to fight climate change? Unfortunately, it's still not mainstream. All the efforts are still like protests, you know. We need to move beyond protests and really do something that is a model which one could implement globally.
Explain is now the difficulties that we have had. Construction was more and more conventional in our view. There were many examples of that. So we were expecting a number of problems at this level. But we have to tell you frankly that what we were not expecting is the extraordinary opposition that we have found in the members of the Housing Service Board. This has been, even for me, a very sad experience. In the month of December, a Housing Service Board sent very long email telling that they were thinking that the construction was absolutely insecure, that these buildings will not fit in our view, and that they were recommending that these buildings should be demolished. Well, after that, we were calling to the University of Chennai to do a report about the stability of these buildings. This is the report from Earth Institute telling that what they have analyzed, that the buildings are structurally safe. The Housing Service cut the funds. And then for 3 months, we were stopped. We lost 15 workers, we lost the engineer on site, we lost one of the architects. 6 months later, they found another reasons to cut the funds. And then, recently, has been having a lot of opposition and a lot of rumors, never confirmed, the representative of housing in the FNC made a report explaining that the situation was not very safe, that the situation for the young women was difficult, that there was the use of controlled substance as well as alcohol and other things. We have a number of volunteers here in this room. They could tell you frankly that these are false accusations. They decided that they will continue financing the project. We have had until now around 450 volunteers in the 2 years. We have received the visits of a number of institutions, universities including. There is a growing interest in this kind of, we open more windows.
Affordable housing is definitely always been a part of the housing service. I want to remind you that we have not really a budget for development or for anything, but still we said let's try it because we need housing. What we was very worried about was that it took very long. And then at one point we came to the conclusion that actually the whole cost of the whole project, we came to the expenditure of 1.2 crores. So now we spent 39 lakhs. And then we started to get really worried. It's public money. We have the right and we have the duty to really look at it. Can we afford it? We can give you 8 lakhs more. With that 8 lakhs, the building will be finished. And you people could move in. It was also the housing service that asked, look, it is not safe, the thing is collapsing. Look, you have a project from community money, public money, and it's not safe. This is where we stand. We can have a lot of complaints. This is how the mayor, we have a lot of respect for Joseba. Is anybody there also that would like to move in any of these houses? Would they would like to put some money in it?
My name is Peter. As you know, I'm a big supporter of Sacred Groves. I want to say to you that it's only when you have completed and have residents living inside for some period of time that we will really know from an end user point of view, not from an architect's point of view, whether these buildings are really viable.
My name is Edzard. I'm here only since 37 or more years. And I remember that Monsieur Louis Cohen, who has built Citadine, wanted to build some newcomer houses. They have the charm of German car parking lots with a very hot steel roof on top. He got it green light within 24 hours. Now, Sacred Groves had to fight for 3 years.
The cost of each house is coming to about 40 lakhs. The investment for me is much too high, and the time of delivering is much too high. At one point, we should have to make a stand and to stop financing for all the infrastructure. I think there is a lot of very nice show, very nice PowerPoint.
You want to build that with some professional worker or with some volunteer, but it's not the same price. The most cost is for the worker.
So maybe you give a brief overview of the finance, because that's a common complaint that runs around the community. They're spending crores for three houses.
We wouldn't have made all this investment if it were only to build three houses. The target is actually to build 108 houses. If you look at the actual investment of on the houses, it's only 29 lakhs that we've spent till now. And we need some more money to finish. And the idea of making prototypes, the three prototypes, was actually to determine the exact pricing of this kind of technology, how much went into infrastructure, which is not just for this project, but for that whole sector.
The Far Cry from Locals project is monopolizing all public money. The second concern is the safety of the buildings, and you see what happened when a major storm hit your building. When it is battered by rain, it collapsed.
This hub is not a modern engineered building. If IIT Madras makes a report that says the loading of this building is safe. What they're considering is a dry compressive strength. So a modern engineered building might consider a dry compressive strength and then a wet compressive strength. But then in the case of a vernacular technique like Kaw, it doesn't technically carry load when it's wet with such a technique in Orneville. It is very important that skilled people are implementing.
I've been working in Batumani for 10 years. It's the spirit which carried this building. It was built by 90% totally unskilled workers.
Chitradurga Fort, where there's a building that is it 500 years old?
Or 15th century.
15th, about 500 years old, with exposed cob. It's in Karnataka. And there is, cob is actually, it's as old as man. So. Your question of cost is actually being studied, and Rene is doing a lot of detailed, splitting hairs on cost. And at the end of the three prototypes, we'll publish a report. We've crossed the targets. You're right, Sonia. We've crossed the targets of the costing of the houses, because of various factors, and is an increase in cost. But that increased cost is still 50% of the conventional building cost in Oroville. Then it's still worth fighting for.
Today, we need houses for people. Not tomorrow, not after tomorrow, today. What I see is, when I hear that you have spent 1.5 crore or 1.3 or whatever, doesn't matter. And I see what you have done, it seems that something is wrong.
Mud houses in Oroville, I remember I did the first house with self-made bricks, which is still standing, were mud bricks from Sakrem, and it was not researched. It's still there, and it's a very nice feeling to live in it. Let's continue with experimentation. If it's more in the beginning, it's worth it, because we will have something to show which will be cheaper in the end, and sustainable, and better. And Oroville is for that.
Anything new is always resistant. There's always a fear. I would like to express my gratitude. I have visited the place, I have experienced the energy, and I see that the youth of the world are converging there, because there is something new happening in that place.
I would like to share a personal experience with the volunteers. I was absolutely amazed. Just the interaction between volunteers, I've never seen anywhere a quality of interaction like that. So for me, Sacred Grove is not just ecology and sustainability on the physical level, which is extremely important, but also on the human level.
Don't think about the money. Money is not the Lord, and never, never let the money be the Lord.
It is not just a piece of product that or the building that's coming up, but a lot of energy and will that's going into the buildings. You also go through a lot of emotions because your time and money is being spent somewhere, but it's not on the buildings, it's on us, the future, the people who one thing I've felt is it's not just we learn something and go, but most of us are becoming the leaders. Each one takes up the responsibility, has to figure out how to build. So when Sacred Groves and Go, all those 40 people know how to build a house. So that knowledge is being shared even outside Oroville.
And when I saw this huge building and when I went inside, I just could not believe what I felt. I don't know how many of you actually saw that building. It is not a small hut for some families. It's a huge thing. And volunteers are working there hours and hours, and they are making these little balls by hand, and they are building these huge walls by hand. So I think this is a shift in our consciousness which we cannot absolutely imagine how it happened, how that building happened. And I tell you, when I finally decided I'm going to build there, because I felt so good into that, in that building. It was like being in a palace, but a living one. Yeah. I was like, wow, this is how I want to live in our village. I want to feel the earth, you know. I can see that the people are having so much love for each other, and that they are learning so much by building these things. And I want to tell you, this is something so new in our village.
It's so amazing to have this stream of people going there. I would say the entry service, B, please make an office there, because that's where we are going to get the people who are going to build our village. I've seen them growing, I've seen them changing, and this is beautiful. I mean, how can you even think of stopping this stream? And I'm sure you give more time and you have a maximum idea.